I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday. It's the 23rd of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 54 degrees.
Big backups in West Valley because of a crash on Bangor Highway. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We have some breaking news to start this hour. Some new developments in the Gabby Petito case coming into the newsroom. Reporters in Florida outside the Laundrie home say a short time ago, Brian Laundrie's parents left the home in a red truck, but then returned with the silver Mustang that police had seized and towed away.
Brian Enten with News Nation Now says the parents then left again in the truck. As a reminder, Laundrie's parents say Brian drove the Mustang to the nature preserve when he went hiking and hasn't been seen since.
The search, of course, for Brian continues in Florida this morning in that nature preserve. Former FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says if Laundrie is in the woods, he's going to have to reach out for help eventually to survive.
The stress, the anxiety, possibly the fear begins to take its toll. And his ability to make good decisions, his ability to form good judgments, that begins to deteriorate.
Laundrie remains the only person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide case.
Dozens of people took part in a candlelight vigil for Gabby Petito in Sugar House Park last night, talking about why the case resonates with them. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
This vigil organized by 26-year-old Serena Chavez is about remembering Gabby Petito, celebrating her life and demanding answers about her murder. Chavez says Gabby's disappearance touched her and the announcement of Gabby's murder devastated her. Chavez says she also hopes to bring awareness to other missing women, domestic violence, and empowering women to leave toxic relationships.
If you or someone you know are experiencing domestic abuse, help is available on the Utah Domestic Violence Link line. The number is 1-800-897-5465.
The mother of a murdered University of Utah student has something to say about the Petito case as well, and authorities are still searching for Brian. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
So Jill McCluskey, Tim, Lauren McCluskey's mother tweeted last night her criticism of police not listening to her daughter, and she says she believes that they did not listen to Gabby Petito either. Now, an Arches Park ranger who spoke to Petito in Moab told the Deseret News earlier this week that officers made the best decision they could with the information they had at the time. Now, meanwhile, criminologists and forensic pathologists and others are all doing different interviews with different media channels, speculating on the case, giving in their expert opinion. They say some of the public tips are really not helpful, and they all wonder where Brian Laundrie is. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Health opened a new treatment center for COVID-19 patients using monoclonal therapy. The idea is to keep as many people out of the hospital as possible. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Amanda, this treatment is the same given to former President Trump when he contracted COVID, and it's been used in Utah since November of 2020. Phil Cox tells KSL TV he thought he and his wife were going to die until they received the therapy.
We sat with IVs in our arm for about 2.5 hours.
The facility at Intermountain Healthcare Employee Services Center is the first in the state to bring patients who qualify for the cloned virus-fighting antibodies and properly trained medical staff together. But doctors say masks and vaccines are still a better and cheaper way to prevent COVID than monoclonal therapy after contracting it. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The FDA has approved a Pfizer booster shot for people over 65 and other high-risk individuals. And the CDC will give more details on the plan later this week.
2 million Americans with compromised immune systems have already been cleared for Pfizer's booster shot. Allison Rogers has Crohn's disease.
If you've already gotten the second one, the third one is kind of a breeze. I got it on a Saturday, and by Monday, I was back at work.
Hospitals are being pushed to the brink. In Iowa, the head of the largest hospital in the state says staff are burnt out. And in Wisconsin, ICU beds are nearly full, with the virus yet to reach its peak. Still, the shots are working. Our medical team has found that states with the lowest vaccination levels have death rates nearly four times higher than in states leading the country in vaccinations.
ABC's Ike Ajachi says Americans who receive the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine will have to wait a few more weeks for the government to review data on those shots before making a decision on booster shots.
Coming up on...
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.